Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What? What? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What? 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 The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's why I have said the Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Ah, yeah, it's time for another video game review. Second to last one of the year. Getting ready for a little 2020, but first we got some business to take care of here in December. I'm Rick Tittle, downtown San Francisco, home studios of the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, and have been doing this show more than 15 years. And what we do is, when we talk about video games, it's called the Video Game Review. And I don't design games. I don't program them. I don't market them. I'm a gamer like you. And I talk about them. No big whoop. Dogs, coffee, all that stuff. But you can be a part of it at 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529 to discuss it. And it's not just, I know we're on sports networks here, but it's not just about sports games. It's about all games. So Sports Byline USA and also through the website sportsbyline.com. Go there, click listen live. Any emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. That's how you will win the game that I'll give away at 40 after, as I always do, and also to request a cheat code that I'll give out at the end of the show. But we are also on SB Nation. Great to be on that fantastic sports network, so streaming along their website, SB Nation Live. And then on Sirius XM, we are on the Dan Patrick channel. So great to be back on Sirius XM once again, but most importantly, on the American Forces Radio Network worldwide, 500 outlets, 168 countries, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, wherever you are, thanks for keeping us and our allies safe, and you stay safe. Hope to see you at home soon. Keep up the good work. Also, listening to the program here, the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, Twitch app, twitch.tv. There I am talking into a microphone. What's up? There's also a live stream chat if you want to get in that way as well. All right, coming up after a quick break, I'm going to check in with one of the best Madden players in the world. We got the championships here down at EA in Foster City, just about a half hour south from where I'm sitting in downtown San Francisco. And then in the segment after that, my producer, Dominic Jimenez, the other day pre-taped an interview with Jrue Holiday of the New Orleans Pelicans about playing Call of Duty. We'll air that. Come back at 40. We'll give away the brand new game and all that good stuff. So come on back for a big edition of the Video Game Review.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
Do you, or does someone you know, sweat the bed? Do you ever wake up feeling like you've been sleeping on a slip and slide? Sweating the bed is a serious but a common problem that affects your sleep, health, and happiness. Plus, it's just plain gross. But it's not you. It's your mattress. Fortunately, there is a cure. It's called Purple. Purple is the only mattress with a scientifically engineered smart comfort grid. This patented technology is designed to let air flow freely so you sleep cool. Side effects of sleeping on Purple include sleeping better, feeling better, and, well, honestly, smelling better. Try the Purple mattress risk-free for 100 nights and never sweat the bed again. Give yourself the gift of great sleep through the holidays on the world's only mattress with a Purple grid, and get a free premium gift bundle to complete your Purple sleep set when you text SLEEPY to 84888. That's SLEEPY to 84888. Data rates may apply.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
The Video Game Review.
Check in with one of the participants at the Madden Club Championship down here at Redwood Shores, the home of EA Sports. It's in the game. And that is Mark Samuels, or as he's known, Scheming Samuels. And Mark, thanks for coming on the show. And it's interesting, you get to represent a team, and I know you're representing the Packers. Are you a cheesehead, or how did you come to represent the Pack?
Well, thanks for having me. Well, I mean, last year I did the Raiders. I'm a local guy, so I really like the Raiders a lot. But I kind of made a decision on, you know, based on the tournament, how it's going to play out. The Packers are also one of my teams that I like. I like, you know, I really like Aaron Rodgers and, you know, the things he does on the field. So, but I kind of broke it down towards kind of like the bracket play and, you know, me being able to try to make it through and, you know, playing favorable matchups and stuff like that. So it's definitely been paying out in my favor. So I can't complain.
Where are you from, Mark?
I'm from Berkeley, California.
Oh, okay. I'm from Richmond, right. So
right
down the road.
Yes, sir.
Playing against Techers, which is such an English name, but how'd that go, the NFC semifinal matchups?
It went well, man. Texas is a real tough opponent. I got some history with him. I played him a lot back in the day on PlayStation 4. We was grinding ladders and stuff, playing against each other, and he was always a tough opponent. So I had a lot of respect for him going in. I just wanted to make sure I played my game and I executed. And I had a couple players I was kind of, you know, bang, and they went in my favor. So I definitely took advantage of it, and now, you know, I'm just sitting back now looking at the game. I actually just watched it. I kind of see the spark I had on defense in the second half, that which led me to my victory.
Yeah, I had the first Madden on the Genesis. I'm 54, and I remember it very well. For you, when was your first Madden? And then another question, when did you find out that you were better than all your friends?
My first Madden was 2001. I think that was Eddie George, the Eddie George cover. Mm-hmm. And my brother used to always play, my older brother, he used to always play. And he kind of, you know, wanted to play me. He kind of introduced me to Madden. So 2001 for sure is when I started. And then when I started really noticing I was really good is when I got kind of older. I was playing money games and stuff around the city and around the area. And, you know, I was just winning, man. You know what I mean? And then I played a lot online growing up, you know what I mean, over the Maddens from 2001 on. I was playing leaderboards, and I actually finished first on a couple of the year's leaderboards. You know what I mean? But before all that, even though that's just a hobby, you know, I was playing basketball. I grew up, I had a dream to make the NBA, you know what I mean? So I was playing basketball for an AAU program called the Oakland Rebels, which is a travel group. And, the time I really kind of noticed that I was, you know, could turn this into a career was after college, because I was granted a scholarship, an athletic scholarship to Cal State East Bay. And after my career, I kind of just wanted to try to go overseas or whatever I had to do to go pro for basketball, and it didn't work out in my favor. I had an injury that kind of took me out. So I shifted my focus to Madden more, a little bit more serious and a little bit more focused on, you know, winning and trying to, you know, make it a career. So after my senior year, I think this was Madden 16. It's my first year that I actually competed in MCS. And then so this is basically my fourth year. So that's kind of how it all started.
Very cool. We got a couple more questions for Skeeman. And you know, these championships, and I know the final is going to be on the 27th, and you think about ESPN2, the ESPN app, YouTube. I mean, I'm on Twitch right now. What's it like when you get that type of exposure?
It's big, man. I don't really have a brand, but I like, you know, I have a brand behind my name. I'm trying to make it known and make it stable and stuff like that. But even beyond that, it's a real, you know, positive influence, inspirational thing when you kind of not really touching, you know, like I wouldn't say fans and stuff like that, but people do become a fan of your game and they do start pulling for you and rooting for you. And I'm receiving a lot of love from my family and stuff like all that. And, you know, the Madden community as well. So it's just like, we're out here, man. It's the big stage. This isn't my first time making this type of, you know, stage. I've actually made like four live events in my career, but, this is the furthest that I've went, you know what I mean? So now it's just like a bigger magnitude and, it's good, man. It's, you know, everybody's not built for these type of moments, but the ones that are special, you know what I mean? So I'm just trying to be along those names and be along those lines.
So what you're saying is you're proving when the bright lights shine, you don't choke, you step up.
I had a hiccup in Madden 17 that, you know, I could have made the top four, and I made it to the final eight, and I had a hiccup in one of those games that was self-inflicting, and I didn't move on. So this is actually my first year since that hiccup I had in Madden 17. So I guess I did choke and had to learn from it, you know what I mean, and bounce back. So now I'm just taking full advantage of my opportunities, and, you know, there's no looking back right now.
Yeah, for me, making it to the final eight, yeah, I think you're allowed to do that. But I guess like any coach, you're going to second guess, like, why did I play zone, or why did I run the damn ball, or why did I kick a field goal? I mean, you go through the same thing a real coach goes through, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Play calling and trying to get the scheme right and all that, and make sure you play the right way and you get yourself the best chance to win is important. You think about it all the time. Like, I'm thinking about it right now on the phone with you. I've been thinking about it all morning. I thought about it last night. I just want to prepare. You know what I mean? It's just, I want to do well, man. It's not even just about the money. It's about the belt. It's about, you know, just me showing myself I can do it, because I do believe I'm one of the best players in the world. It's a lot at stake, man, and I just want to be ready and prepared. So,
do you get sponsorships and offers like that?
I have had a couple signs with an organization over the years. I think I had three. Which was Earth Root Gaming. I started off in 16 or 17, And then I was signed with Versus Sports for 17. And then I just was recently, last year, I was recently with Gamer Salon. But now I'm free, you know what I mean? I'm a free agent, and I'm kind of just been focusing on making sure I just do well, you know what I mean? So whatever comes my way and whatever blessings and stuff like that happens, it's all good. But right now I just got to focus on taking care of my business, you know what I mean? So really that's all I'm worried about.
Speaking of sponsors, the Madden NFL 20 Club Championship is presented by Snickers, and as I said, the EA Broadcast Center down there at Redwood Shores here on the peninsula, and on the 27th, it'll be on the Deuce, a one-hour championship. And remember, you can check it out on Twitch, YouTube, the ESPN app as well. And we've been talking to Mark Skeeman Samuels, Jr., representing the Mustard and Relish, the Green Bay Packers, who won the NFC North title. And if you win the whole thing, what is the cash prize?
First place is $100,000. Yeah, so right now I'm guaranteed $50,000.
So, damn.
Everything's starting to double up.
All right. Hey, Mark, thanks for your time. I'm rooting for you because you're from the 510 like me. So get her done, all right?
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back on Sports Byline.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com.
If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back into the show. Dominic Jimenez here on the microphone. Thank you for tuning in. Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Heard across the country and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Very excited to welcome in now the New Orleans Pelicans guard. He's an all-star in his 11th season. Two-time all-defensive team selection. First-round pick, 17th overall by the 76ers out of UCLA. And big Call of Duty fan, Drew Holiday. Drew, before we get into Call of Duty, 11 years in the NBA. We're pretty much the same age. I don't consider myself old, but 11 years in the NBA, by NBA standards, you're the old guy. I know you play with J.J. Redick, so he may take a little bit of that heat. Has it been in a flash for you, or does it feel like, yeah, it's only been 11 years? How does it feel?
While you're in it, it seems like it's going by, I guess, pretty normal or slow, but now that you look back on it, it's crazy, man. Like, I remember draft day. I remember being in Philly. I remember even getting traded 6 years ago, like 6.5 years ago. But it does go by in a quick flash.
You're a SoCal guy kind of through and through. You grew up there, played high school basketball there, obviously went to UCLA, and then you get drafted by Philadelphia. I can't think of kind of two polar opposites just in terms of the weather, let alone the culture. What was that like as a teenager getting uprooted from UCLA and heading to Philadelphia?
Yeah, I struggled, to say the least. I struggled with the weather. The culture is different. The sun's not out like it usually is in Cali, and growing up in L.A., it never rains and it's always sunny. So that was a bit of a struggle. And it took me a couple of years to kind of get used to that. The people were different. They're kind of in your face and very blunt. And again, just something that I had to get used to, but it took me a while.
That's the thing I like to hear, because I think a lot of fans, you know, we've seen fans get into it with players in different sports, with some of the trash talk. Fans don't always treat players as humans, and all of you guys are, and women, all of you are. So one thing that I know that a lot of, especially NBA players, with the amount of travel, you guys really do value your downtime, and part of your downtime routine involves Call of Duty and their new game, Call of Duty Modern Warfare. It's out now, in time for the holidays, no pun intended. Drew, tell me a little bit about what it is about Call of Duty that you're loving right now.
Man, I think it just kind of started the first time I played it, and I played Black Ops. And I remember my little brother, who's also in the NBA, he plays for the Indiana Pacers with my older brother. but I remember we beat the game. I think my little brother might have been in like a sophomore or junior in high school, and we beat Black Ops in one night. And it was just like from there, the love just kind of stuck with me, and I've been playing ever since. So, it's just a fun game to be able to play with somebody, or if you want to play with just a single person campaign. It's always been fun.
And one of my favorite things about Call of Duty is I've kind of seen the evolution of it. Like you, I remember most distinctly Black Ops. I mean, Modern Warfare now, 16th installment of the game. And I think of the evolution because a few years ago, you know, the Battle Royale format of gaming really got popular. So what did Call of Duty do? They released Blackout. And now this one, they've got the realism mode, which removes your heads-up display. And if you don't know what the heads-up display is, basically like your little mini-map lets you know where there's gunfire or stuff like that. So they seem to constantly be shifting. How much, as a gamer, do you appreciate that?
Man, that's really cool. Just that, just like in everything in life, it kind of evolves and gets better and it progresses. Just like me as a basketball player, which is one of the reasons why I'm here for 11 seasons, is I've progressed and gotten better and changed things and rearranged things. So for something like that, to be able to, at the time when you first play it, you think that it's like the newest best, but to keep on progressing and finding newer and more fun ways, and even sometimes bringing things back, making them retro is always just a part of life, but always cool to be able to do that and if you can execute that. Sorry, that's my daughter.
No worries at all. We're speaking with Drew Holiday, New Orleans Pelicans guard in his 11th season, and he's a big fan of Call of Duty, their new game, Modern Warfare, out now, just in time for the holidays. Really quick, what's your playing style? Because this is a fun question, because I think it varies so much. You know, some guys are, oh, give me a shotgun and a knife and we'll be good to go. Other guys, give me a submachine. And then you have this the select group of people who the online community, not necessarily fans of, that like camping out and sniping people. Are you a guy that just runs head first, or are you really strategic when you play?
I try to be strategic. I definitely try to, if anything, especially sniping people, I always feel like that's fun. Like, especially being a basketball player and being able to sit back and shoot threes and do all that. You sit back and kind of pick people off and see from a distance. I feel like that's how, you know, how I play basketball, so I kind of play Call of Duty the same way.
Does your kind of court vision, if you will, as a point guard, hybrid point guard, shooting guard, as a guy who is a facilitator and has been for a long time, does that ever come into play where when you're talking about how you strategize, where you're like, all right, I'm going to do this? And does it give you like an extra, I don't want to say ability, but that extra vision when you're playing?
Yeah, for sure. And that's just, you know what I mean? Being a competitor, I feel like it's kind of in my DNA to be able to strategically place me in certain places, you know, as a point guard and growing up a point guard, and having to like piece things together and read other teams and read other people. I definitely use that, man. And I feel like that's an advantage for me. And, you know, like when you feel like you're good at something, you continue to do it. So, honestly, that's one of the reasons why I play, because I feel like I'm good at that and I continue to do that strategically in the game.
All right, you mentioned your brothers, Aaron and Justin, both of whom are in the NBA. And I think anybody who has a sibling, whether they're the same gender or not, growing up, there's rivalry. Everything you do, you got to compete. I think of my sister, her form on all sports are better than mine, so I get really competitive because you can't let your younger sibling win. Now that all three of you, not just you and Justin or Aaron, all three of you are in the NBA, has the trash-talking been taken to the next level?
Actually, no. It's actually subsided. I feel like because we all went through the struggle differently, but together, we kind of see the appreciation. I think on the court, though, that's where it is. Like, oh, sorry, on the court, I don't think we do it as much. Off the court, I was talking so much trash to somebody, especially because both of them were on the same team, and I'm like, yeah. Like, there's no way you guys are beating us ever. You guys are going to be the worst. Like, you're not making the playoffs. Like, I was talking so much trash, but that's never going to stop. And we actually play my brothers, I think, the 27th, right after Christmas. So the trash talk will continue.
One last question for Drew Holiday. The Pelicans had quite the off season. You've been there for a while now. You've kind of been the staple. They win the lottery. They draft Zion. They bring in J.J. Redick. They make the big trade and bring in Lonzo and Brandon Ingram and Josh Hart, all of whom have been performing admirably. As a guy who's kind of the leader of that team, how has that transition period been as the Pelicans try to move towards the future, if you will?
Right. It's been fun. It's been a bit of a struggle, but it's definitely been fun, man. We have a great group of guys. Zion coming in at such a young age and being able to just showcase a little bit of what he's done before he ended up having his procedure. But just the talent I feel like we have on this team, once we really mesh together, we're really going to be a problem.
And we're looking forward to it because I'm like, oh, man, that's a, they got a lot of guys who can ball. And we've seen, you know, Lonzo and Brandon Ingram, even Josh Hart have really kicked it up a notch, showing the Lakers, we're really good, too. We've been speaking with Drew Holiday, Pelicans guard, in his 11th season. He's an all-star, two-time all-defensive team selection. He's a first-round pick out of UCLA by the Sixers. And he's also a huge Call of Duty Modern Warfare fan. Make sure you check it out now. It's out in time for the holiday season. Drew, thanks so much for taking some time. Very great talking to you, especially Call of Duty. Always a good time playing. Happy holidays to you, no pun intended there. And and we'll keep watching them Pelicans improve, right?
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you, Drew. That is the voice of Drew Holiday, New Orleans Pelicans guard and avid Call of Duty player. Make sure to check it out. Call of Duty Modern Warfare out now, just in time for the holidays. I'm Dominic Jimenez. This is Sports Byline USA.
$10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans, then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published.
travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The Video Game Review. Rise of the Game.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're here to talk video games. That's what it's all about. That's what I said, and that's what I had said. That's what she said. Welcome back to the show. It's 40 after. That means it's time to give away our game. And by the way, the phone lines are open at this point. So please feel free, if you'd like to get in and get heard, please feel free at 1-800-878-PLAY. Once again, 1-800-878-7529. You can get in and you can get heard that way as well. And also, rick@sportsbyline.com. We'll get to the cheat code at the end of the show. But as I said, it's time to give away the game. And the game is Ghost Recon Breakpoint. This is from Ubisoft, developed by Ubisoft Paris in Paris, and this is available for the PS4, Xbox One, and PC. I have it here for the PS4. My question is, Ghost Recon Breakpoint, would this be a real-time strategy game with firearms, or would this be a game about cooking? Just send your answer to rick@sportsbyline.com. The second correct answer will win the game. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. This game got a 6 from Game Informer. They called it a sloppy open world experience that offers plenty to do, but hardly any of it is executed in clever or stable ways. Well, if you remember Ghost Recon Wildlands, which had some issues with repetition that kind of plagued that game. I've not played this game, but apparently, according to Game Informer, that it's much worse now. But this is a four-player co-op, and there's a lot of stealth. There's a lot of drone surveillance, a lot of heavy firearms that really you feel it kicking. Plenty of loot boxes and pretty good story that always moves you on to the next part of the mission. But Ubisoft made a decision to create a fictional place, and that is a success. Aurora is an island, and it's an island where the smartest people in the world congregate to improve the world. So you've got mountains in the snow, valleys, swamps, sci-fi industrial places as well. And if you can get up in a chopper, it really gives you a beautiful view of the world. And you can go 4v4, PvP, Ghost War battles, and things like that. But there's a lot of interesting missions. But even though all the things like stealth are very admirably handled, apparently the auto stick cover system creates a lot of problems for shooting over obstacles, but it does work well for sneaking. It's just hard when you're going over the shoulder, or I say Gears of War style, and then you end up with some things that, well, it's like sort of like if you're playing Call of Duty Modern Warfare right now, which I'm playing, and I'm now, ever since the reset from Season 1 to level 52, I'm at 101. And I think I was 82 when it got reset. But at level 101, is that if you get in one of the, I think, very poor, what I don't like about Call of Duty Modern Warfare and why it's never going to get a 10, is the vehicular combat is just left sorely lacking when you compare it to Battlefield games. Even Battlefield 1, and you have this view where you're hovering about, you don't know, 15 feet above the vehicle. You can't change to first person unless you're shooting off the gun. But when you're going through trees, like in the farm map, the trees are blocking the view. So you're supposed to be driving this thing, and you can't see where you're going because you're 15 feet up and behind. That can be a little bit maddening. But there's also in Ghost Recon Breakpoint a final mission and a final boss and a final computer to hack. And so the AI is supposed to be bad and can be exploited, but maybe you like that. You know, I've said it once, I'll say it again. Just because a game has bad AI doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be a disaster of a game. Does it? I don't think so. All right, once again, send your answers to rick@sportsbyline.com. Is this an RTS game or is this a cooking game? There was an article out today from CNBC about arguing about violent video games. And they showed a newspaper article from the New York Times that says, "Do video games corrupt youth?" This article was from January 6, 1982. And this is a quote from a person who ran an arcade, who said, "They mesmerize our children, they addict them and force them to mindlessly pour one quarter after another into the slots. We can see 15-year-old playing these games at 10:30 on school nights and during school hours. We want them out of our town." Let the kids and the video games. But 65% of all Americans play video games, and just about 100% of teenagers. Not all of them, but it's close. And ever since video games came out, there's sort of this implicit assumption that they're doing something bad to us. And more than 75% of all parents believe that media violence, which they include video games, is contributing to America's culture of violence. But what do we actually know about violent video games and how they affect us? We've been talking about this on this show, at least I have, for years and years. And psychologists have been studying this for decades. But the stakes of this debate are high because the video game industry this year, which only has just over a week left, is going to pull in over $152 billion. The market grows about 9% per year. It's a great thing to invest in. And video game violence is not a new phenomenon. In 1976, the bicentennial, there was a game released by Exidy that was called Death Race, which I remember well. I was 11 during the bicentennial. But you put your hands on an actual steering wheel, you put your foot down on the gas, and you drove around, and you ran over any person you could see. And when you ran them over, they instantly turned into a cross in the ground. Now, that was 4 years before Pac-Man was released. So people will look at things like Call of Duty and Counter-Strike and PUBG and Fortnite. And by the way, Fortnite, Epic Games, they made $3 billion in profits in 2018. We'll see what 2019 was like. But the psychologists and the broader public talk about these things in very different ways, because the concern is always widespread. A bunch of politicians and the media and parents. And it was August, and I called him out on it when he said it, but President Trump implicated violent games in mass shootings. So the question is, are violent games really do something bad to us? And if so, what is that? And I said, this goes on and on, year in and year out. We keep looking at it, and you say, oh, we're being desensitized. Now, everybody's different. I have a feeling if you're a psychosociopathic nut, playing video games or not is not going to numb you one way or the other. Now, am I a clinician? No, just a guy like you or a girl like you. I'm not a girl, but I'm like you. So I'm trying to say, just regular person who plays video games. And playing video games, I have probably put to their reward, in other words, killed 9 billion characters. And playing online for years and years, I've been killed a million times. I've killed a million times. And I can still separate reality from entertainment. When I go to a movie and I see Indiana Jones shoot a guy with a sword and everyone laughs, I realize that killing somebody is not funny. It's a movie. But people will still say that video games are ruining everything. And here's the other thing, too, is that you can't let anything raise your kids except you. And a lot of these games say M for mature. That doesn't mean it's naughty. It means that you're supposed to be an adult. It's not for children. You don't give children handguns or cigarettes or whiskey, do you? It'd be pretty backwards and backwoods if you did. So yet again, it came up today. CNBC on their website, psychologists see video games differently than the rest of us. All right. Thanks for that. By the way, on the show next week, we'll talk about games of the year and games of the decade. Whoa, man. All right, let's take a look at what's new this week. Warhammer Quest 2, The End, is on the Switch. Also on the Switch is Mushroom Quest. It's got a cute little guy, looks like a mushroom holding a key. It doesn't look like Toad from Mario, but maybe related. Oniken on Xbox One will be out. Demons with Shotguns. That finally gets released on the Xbox One. Xenoraptor, Xbox One shooter. Most of these are DLC. Odalis the Dark Call is on Xbox One. Also Demon Pit, a shooter that is on the Xbox One and the Switch. Tamashii is a platformer, kind of reminds me of a little bit like Klonoa. I really like that game, Klonoa. I love platformers. Some people are over them, and I'm not. That's on the Xbox One and the Switch. Last week, we talked about a game called Stramium Immortali. Stramium Immortali, not immortality. Stramium. And then Immortali, Stramium Immortality. I said Immortality. This is for the Xbox One and the Switch now, and it's got this horrible box art of this, like, blue creature with a worm coming out of its eye, and it just bubbles. It's gross. Maybe it's fun. Who knows? Natsuki Chronicles, an Xbox One shooter. Also, we have Silver Falls on the 3DS. How about that, the 3DS getting a game? Earth Knight, a PS4 platformer. Versus Balloon Fight on the Switch. And then Big Pharma on the Switch and the Xbox One. And I can tell you right now, next week, there will probably be 2 to 3 games that come out. Why? It's the holidays, and people don't want to go out and put all this stuff out. And if it is, it's going to be DLC anyway, because they want to have some time off. It's a little slow, but remember, you got the Christmas around the corner. Hanukkah is already in effect. Ramadan, atheists still give each other presents. Bless your hearts. So there's going to be a lot of action, just not in the new release genre. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
The Video Game
Thank you and welcome back to the Video Game Review. A couple minutes left. Time for our cheat codes. And I did a little looking up here. By the way, send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. And this request comes from Mr. Chicago. Are you in Chicago? I'm going to assume that you are. Rick, PS2, Wii's, The Art of Nafshtim. How do I clear the flag? Well, I don't know if it's, I think you meant Wise or Ease, as it is called. That's Y-S. The Art of Nepishtim is what the game was called. And as I said, this is an old game on the PS2. I looked it up. Get ready to enter the cheat code to get the clear flag. Select new game. Select cheat. To activate the cheat, strike the colored crystals in this sequence. Red, blue, yellow, red, blue, yellow. Okay. Once again, red, blue, yellow, red, blue, yellow. Now, you're in. To clear the flag, hit the crystals in this order. Red, 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 blue, 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 yellow, 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 blue, blue, yellow, yellow, red, red. Once again, this is great radio. Red, 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 blue, 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 yellow, 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 blue, blue, yellow, yellow, red, red. That turns on all special features normally available only after you completed the game once in Nightmare Mode, Time Attack, and the Red Spirit Monument, and you will clear the flag. What do you think of that? Yeah. I'm Rick Tittle. See you next week.